Not you, Miller?
Speaking.
This is Captain Quinn, headquarters. Here's the chance you've been waiting for. The slash is at 12 Dock Street, right around the corner from you.
On my way, Captain. Bye. And that's how it started. A detective is asked to do some queer things in the line of duty. I didn't mind moving down to the dump at the waterfront with my wife if it would help catch the slasher. So when I got the call, I rushed out of my joint and beat it down to 12 Dock Street.
Oh.
Where is he? Where'd he go?
Listen, I...
Don't do that. I'll get you a doctor. And listen to me, sister.
Don't know what her name is. Are they going to send an ambulance?
Yeah, but it won't do her no good.
You were too late.
Did you see the guy who did it?
I saw nobody.
It can't be far. He was here a minute ago.
I heard someone go out the back way.
When?
A minute ago. Listen.
It's coming from that alley down there. Fog's so thick you can't see 2 feet ahead of you.
The back way goes into the alley.
Well, then it's him.
The slasher.
I got down to the alley. The radio cars and the men from the precinct were coming. We went through that neighborhood with a sieve. But we couldn't find the guy who whistled that queer tune.
Is that you, Danny?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you shouldn't have got out of bed, baby.
I was worried.
He got away.
Did he kill another?
Yeah, another dame. It wasn't so foggy I could have seen him. That's how close it was.
Any clues?
No, nothing to speak of. Hey, look, baby, don't you worry about this. You go back and get some sleep.
I'm frightened, Danny. That man is somewhere in this neighborhood and us living here.
I shouldn't have brought you down here. You're going back to our old place tomorrow.
No, I'm not. I don't want you here alone, and I want to stay with you.
Shut up.
Danny.
Listen. You hear that, don't you? That ain't something I'm hearing in my head, is it?
Danny, what are you...
Answer me. I want to make sure I ain't hearing
well,
things.
Well, of course I hear it. It's someone whistling, but why are you acting like this?
The slasher whistles that tune.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I heard him tonight.
Then the killer... The slasher must be somewhere around here.
I'm going out, baby. Lock the door. The whistling was somewhere in the building. I listened. Where was it coming from? It was gone. I looked at my watch. 4:30 in the morning. I walked down the stairs listening for the whistle. I walked on my toes. Listened at the other flats. I didn't hear a thing. I went down into the cellar. There was someone there, all right.
Oh, who's there?
It was Sykes, a janitor. I came closer.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Sykes. Hey, what's the matter? You're shaking like you got a fever.
You frightened me.
Why?
I thought you were the slasher.
Yeah?
He's around here, you know. He might be hiding in these shadows. Might be anywhere. Everybody's afraid of him. Everybody.
Yeah, so I hear. Time did you come down here?
4:30, like I do every morning. Why?
See any stranger in the building?
No, I didn't see anyone.
Who lives in the flat below us?
Mr. Trevelyan. Reginald Trevelyan.
Funny name.
He's a funny fella. Never sleeps at night. Wanders around the building whistling to himself.
Whistling to himself?
Yeah. He writes music or something. He got a piano in his place today. He talks crazy sometimes.
Think he's up there now?
Yeah, he never sleeps.
Here.
$20?
Yeah.